One woman listened just enough to her son to learn whether he was fighting again at school. Relieved to hear he wasn't, she began thinking about her shopping list. Another way people filter is simply to avoid hearing certain things, particularly anything threatening, negative, critical, or unpleasant. It's as if the words were never said. You simply have no memory of them. Judging. Negative labels have enormous power. If you prejudge someone as stupid or nuts or unqualified, you don't pay much attention to what that person says. You've already written the person off. Hastily judging a statement as immoral, hypocritical, fascist, or crazy means you've ceased to listen and have begun a knee-jerk reaction. A basic rule of listening is that judgments should only be made after you have heard and evaluated the content of the message. Dreaming. You're half listening, and something the person says suddenly triggers a chain of private associations. Your neighbor says she's been laid off, and in a flash, you're back to the scene where you got fired for playing cards on those long coffee breaks. Hearts is a great game. There were those great card parties years ago when you lived on Sutter Street, and you're gone into dreams of the past, only to return a few minutes later as your neighbor says, "I knew you'd understand, but don't tell my husband." Identifying. Here you take everything someone else tells you and refer it back to your own experience. Someone wants to tell you about a toothache, but that reminds you of the time you had oral surgery for receding gums. You launch into your story before the other person can finish his or hers. Everything you hear reminds you of something that you've felt, done, or suffered. You're so busy with these exciting tales of your life that there's no time to really hear or get to know the other person. Advising. You are the great problem solver, ready with help and suggestions. You don't have to hear more than a few sentences before you begin searching for the right advice. However, while you're cooking up suggestions and convincing someone to just try it, you may miss what's most important. You didn't hear the feelings, and you didn't acknowledge the person's pain. He or she still feels basically alone because you couldn't listen and just be there. Sparring. This listening block has you arguing and debating with people. The other person never feels heard because you're so quick to disagree. In fact, a lot of your focus is on finding things to disagree with. You take strong stands and are very clear about your beliefs and preferences. One subtype of sparring is the put-down. You use acerbic or sarcastic remarks to dismiss the other person's point of view. For example, Helen starts telling Arthur about her problems in a biology class. Arthur says, "When are you going to have brains enough to drop that class?" The put-down is the standard block to listening in many marriages. It quickly pushes the communication into stereotyped patterns where each person repeats a familiar hostile litany. Another type of sparring is discounting. Discounting is for people who can't stand compliments. "Oh, I didn't do anything. What do you mean? I was totally lame. It's nice of you to say, but it's really a very poor attempt." The problem with discounting is that others never feel satisfied that you really heard their appreciation. And they're right. You didn't. Being right. Being right means you will go to any lengths to avoid being wrong. You will twist the facts, start shouting, make excuses or accusations, or call up past sins. You can't take suggestions to change. Your convictions are unshakable. And since you won't acknowledge that your mistakes are mistakes, you just keep making them. Derailing. This listening block is accomplished by suddenly changing the subject. You derail the train of conversation when you get bored or uncomfortable with a topic.